Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the book of Psalms. We start today book three of the Psalms. It starts in Psalm 73, and this is a psalm of a man named Asaph. "Surely God is good to Israel," Asaph wrote, "to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." You ever been there? They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, "How would God know? Does the Most High know anything?" All right, so I'll admit it. I look around at those I consider arrogant and prideful. Yeah, I know that's judgmental. But I say in my heart, "Come on, God, why do you let those kinds of people prosper?" Some say they are on your side. They promote a watered-down message that elevates them and produces wealth. Call them into account, for goodness sakes. That's what Asaph's complaint is in this psalm. As a leader of one of David's choirs, he was doing ministry, and he was doing it the right way. And then he looked around at the arrogant and their prosperity. They had music deals, book deals, nice homes, vacations, thousands of friends on social media, all kinds of money. Asaph noted, "My feet almost slipped. I nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant." Here's a lesson I learned from these verses. Envy makes me lose my spiritual footing. It makes my heart cynical and calloused. It clouds the focus I need to have in order to work on my own heart. Envy wastes my time and energy, expending the precious moments of my life and giving no return at all on the investment. So, Father, forgive me. Like Asaph, my feet almost slipped. Lord, redirect my focus to see the things in my life that need attention. Take envy far from my heart, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.